Okay, I'm all locked in. Let me know when you are. How can we add to point eight charges? I guess the last one, I remember where that one is. Okay.
We'll deploy one at the...
Okay, I'm in. Okay, we're heading to station 9. Flying at about 267. Okay, and they're reading us through the lens, so I won't worry about the low gain. We're powering up. Switch is on. Okay, I'm going to make a turn to the right.
Okay, and the updated heading, since you're at the north end of station 8, will be something like about 240.
Okay, Bob, 240. Bob, I think your brake sample here at the Sculptured Hills is going to have to tell the tale, combined with the observation that most of the blocks we saw were like Gene sampled, looked like subfloor gabbro. It's conceivable that the Sculptured Hills could be the same kind of material. I think it's fairly clear that the boulder population does not resemble the massive population at all.
Okay, copy that.
You've been riding on this down slope a whole time?
Yes.
And you haven't done anything, huh?
Scary, isn't it?
Man, I'm glad I'm driving.
Okay, and Jack, when you don't call 9 with two hands, we'd like a frame count from you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that man turned over there.
So I have a bearing of 234 and a range of 2.1.
Okay. We gotta get around west here and then and then head on more westerly. LMP frame is at 80.
Copy 80.
Swiper Bowen, I mean. Bowen, I guess that is. Well, that's Swiper over there. Bowen is out here ahead of
us.
He said, Bowen isn't much of a crater on the map.
225, what'd you say, Bob? 225 what?
234, 2.1. Heading will be about 240, 240 for heading to there.
You hear him?
I didn't hear him.
240, are you not reading him? So what'd you say for bearing and range? That's what I'm interested in.
234, 2.1.
Okay, I got that.
Station 9 is 2.3 kilometers from Station 8. We estimate driving time 18 minutes.
Okay, and we think you're even further north than I was saying, and maybe about 215 would be heading to there.
Okay, Bob, I'll find it. 234, 2.1.
All right.
And all the big blocks still look like subfloor from the rover. But big blocks in here are only about a third of a meter in diameter. And they're sub-rounded to sub-angular. Okay, we're off on the plains again now, just off the break and slope.
Station 9 is Van Sert crater, which could be of volcanic origin.
That sure looks like I'm coming back down the east of steep on the lower slopes of it where the high albedo is, doesn't it? Yeah, with us? Yeah. One of my guidelines for the UFO deployment. Eight points. There's some more of that blue-gray rock there in the east end of the southeast down low. It looks like it might have been a slug block or something.
Yeah, you can see it's blue-gray because of its contrast with the light mantle.
Yeah. It might be a slug block or something like that.
Now, Jack, I'm going to go to the left.
Are you going to go shoot?
See, 2-3.
Now, this going on, going over here. This is closer.
Okay, that's probably Bowen there, don't you think?
I think
Well, see, we never got too far.
How about a range and bearing?
Yeah, we got very far left.
We never got too far east.
Okay, it's 2283 3.4. And we're moving along at 10 to 12 click. That's our little hack.
Copy that. What about NAMS reading? We haven't had one of those for a couple.
It's rain again. Got a crater ahead of you.
Ooh, boy.
Down sun isn't much easier than up sun.
It's just easier on the eyes. You just can't see anymore, that's all. You don't have that static, huh?
Nope. But you still got an antenna. I haven't looked recently.
Oh, there's no holes in a high gain.
Might have hit it on a rock.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're back into the mantle area. The population of fragments is still 1% or so. The crater off to our left, which is at 227 and 3.1. 3.3. 22733. It's a fairly good sized depression, but it's completely mantled. There's no block joining the wall at all. How do you read, Bob?
Loud and clear. We're listening.
Now there's a crater in the wall of that depression, or fallen near it, and it has one big block in the side. It penetrated the mantle and exposed some of the wall of the depression. It's about a 30-meter crater.
Valley of Torres Litoral is not planar.
No, it isn't. Glad we changed it to the subfloor instead of the plane unit. Okay, we're in the inner wall of a depression here, and the rocks still look like subfloor gabbro. But it's really not much variety. In general, there are a few exotic.
Ooh, that's got to be Cochise.
Look at Cochise.
That's Cochise.
Roger, we think you're coming up on Cochise.
Just a couple stitches while you're looking right at it. Swing right. Swing right. Bob, we are on the northeastern rim of Cochise. I'm going to work my way around the other side. And Bob, looking at the western wall of Cochise, I can see a contact within the subfloor between a albedo units, one of which is a the light tan gray, and the other is a light blue gray. May reflect the two kinds of subfloor gabbro we've already sampled, vesicular and non-vesicular. And that contact looked like it was dipping, apparent dip in the wall, was to the north, and the west wall dipping to the north about 20 degrees.
Okay, copy that. Which one's on top? Edel?
Yeah, the blue gray's on top, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And you got a bearing and range here at the river.
Okay, we're 228, 3.0, and we're headed south and up quite on the east rim.
Alright.
I'll give you a hack at the east rim. Bob, I got a picture of that contact, so I took some pictures right into Cochise, too, when we were coming out. Good. It'll show on yours, too, bro. I hope. Okay, we're sort of on the inner, 230, 2.9. We're on the east rim. We're sort of inside the east rim a little bit.
No, don't get too
far. We're halfway between the rim and where the blocky wall starts.
All right, copy that.
Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah, we got that.
Cochise is much like Horatio, actually more like Camelot, although not as blocky in the walls in general, in that it has blocky walls but a mantled rim. Again, all the blocks I see in here, big ones and blocks down to about 20 centimeters, are
some angular in general, and appear to be the have the appearance of the subfloor gabbro. Although most of the smaller rocks are not do not appear to be highly vesicular.
All right, we're copying that all.
We're at 232 and 2.7.
Roger, copy that.
Roger.
You know what? You know what happened there?
What?
I'm just about to take a picture. In a minute, you take your eye off anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I got another view of that contact, and let's put that on the northwest wall of Crotee, and dipping to the southeast.
All right. South and east to our left.
No. Put it on the northwest wall. Dipping to the northeast.
Yeah, that's right.
See that, Gino? Can you see that one?
Oh, yeah, I see it now. Between the gray and the blue gray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I sure do. Are you swinging there? Let me get another shot.
You betcha.
Good view right here. Okay, now I need to have you go left. Okay, I got two of them in there too.
Great.
Look at that rock right in front of us. It looks like a contact between the blue and the gray.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, you're right.
We can't get down to it, but no. Take a picture.
Well, I think we've got that relationship. I think we got it at station one.
That's a big, beautiful boulder on the inner south rim of Cochise. Ooh. In the single block.
That's how you bent your tires.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Oh, that's a nice...
Oh, man, would that be...
Well, that might be glass covered. That might be a glass coating, the way it sort of hangs on the outside there. Hard to say.
We're at 234.
See it.
2.5.
Starting to slink dust. I wonder if we lost our fender.
No, they're on there tied. Do you think that's Van Third?
There it is.
Yeah, I think you're right, because that's just about the right place. Let's see, 234, okay, is where, and 2.1 is where I want to go, and I'm at 230, 2.5. Okay, pretty close. Our block population in here now on the south rim of Cochise, and out ahead of us, looks like it's up to 5%. And it all looks like subfloor, light, the tan subfloor gabbro. The tan gray. You don't see much blue gray. Not out on here.
There's a recent hit.
The rubber's getting tested for what it was built for now.
Yep.
And I tell you, it handles just the way it's advertised. Maybe even better.
Okay, we think you guys are getting to the point we ought to swing a little bit west. To make the 2-3.
Yeah, I am,
Bob.
We've got it. I'm just navigating to it.
Okay, copy that.
I know where I'll get there. Got we it. Have a tally hole on Shorty. I mean, a Van Third. How about through there, you know? Thanks.
That's not prejudged.
You want 2-3-4 or 2.1, okay?
And remember, we talked about parking.
Our water factor in here has got to be 50%.
Copy that.
Bob, you're being cut out. I can't tell what you're saying. Is that where we want to go over there? 2-3.
Well,
let me.
2-3-4, 2-3-2 doesn't make much difference. 17. If you see Van Cert, that's when we want.
But you're. I may wander over that way. That's where I want to get, but I couldn't go there because of that. There's a different looking rock here.
Remember, we're talking about parking on the southeast rim.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to bear right.
Yeah,
that's right. I got to get through the seal, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Bob, we're built primarily in extreme block field here now. It's up to
a 20% cover and a fragment. Mostly the subfloor, some of it looks quite highly shattered. There's, I just saw one piece that looked like a white orthostatic rod.
I'll just look to you.
We go further up there, I guess. Let me go further up.
Okay.
You get out further on it.
Sounds deep.
A little higher,
I don't have to overdo it.
Now, there is some brake rocks that are,
oops,
I turned.
All right, coming up here. I turn to the right part right here.
They have a somewhat of a swirl texture. Okay, Bob, we're at 2302.2.
Copy that. Copy you parked.
Yep. What did I say? 230 on it? Yeah, bearing at 230, 2.2, and I'm parked on a heading of 320, which gives you a better view.
Copy, 320, parking.
Yeah, 330.
Oh, boy. Harder and harder.
That is not awesome.
Well, what's wrong with it now? I might have got it twisted. Let me look at it. Got a hook, but not so I can get it undone. Let me look at it.
I say stay put, but I don't think you have any choice.
Oh, that feather just curled under. That's where we're getting the dust.
Starting to warp.
Look at those other sensors. Talk about warping. Did I get it twisted or something? Yeah, it is twisted when you put it on. Okay, scorch it out.
It's scorched.
Okay.
Get one twist in it.
Well, that makes a difference.
It sure does.
You put pants down too.
I get it.
It's lost its stiffness in there.
See? Okay, I guess not all plan for shorty here.
Okay,
man, third. Two powers on.